Hey guys, so my name is Mason. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from depression, anxiety, and people pleasing. Hey, so before I came to Regeneration for Students, I was anxious, angry, and depressed. I knew and believed in God, but as I began to endure hard trials, I rejected the Lord's plan for me and tried to rely solely on my own strength. When that failed, I sought acceptance from others and turned to them to make me feel loved, all while being blind to my own sin. I came to Regeneration wanting to find healing in the broken relationship I had with my dad, but walked away with much more. In recovery, God showed me that my depression and anxiety stem from a lack of trust in Him. In step three, I learned the importance of entirely trusting God and what it looked like to fully surrender my life to Him. After putting my trust in the Lord, He changed my heart and helped me to forgive my dad for past hurts. It was at this time I started to recognize the life change that was happening in my life and began to develop a new identity, one rooted in Christ instead of the things of this world. Because of Jesus Christ, my life has changed in the following ways. I now have a hope and a reason to endure hard trials. I know that God is present in the midst of them and that I can always rely on Him for peace and strength. Even though I am still enduring some of the same hard trials I faced when I went through Region last year, I would believe my life is better now because I have a stronger relationship with the Lord and know how to walk the steps towards healing in my everyday life. I still really struggle with sin, but I'm choosing every day to fight the lies and believe what God says about me is true. If I could talk to someone like me, I would tell them to fully surrender and bring everything they have to the Lord. Just as God says in Matthew 11:28, which says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." And also Psalms 55:22, which says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Thanks so much for listening to my story.